Listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to our New Year Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Well, that's another year almost gone. It's supposed to be a time for memories and auld lang syne and all that jazz, so tonight I'm going to play you some records I hope will bring back some happy memories, at any rate for some of you, and that you all enjoy them if you like dance music with a strong jazz flavour. I'm going to play them in chronological order and I'll go through the years from 1926 until time's up, okay? Well, most of these good old good ones are cheery numbers that people sang to beat the depression and uncertainties of those days, and many of them are about happy marriage, so I hope a lady who I know is celebrating her silver wedding happily this week will enjoy all of them. Starting with an exuberant number that reached us early in 1926 from America, Everything is Hotsy Totsy Now, played by Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra, with vocal by pianist Joe Sanders. Lovely warm sound that Coon Sanders Orchestra had, didn't it? And didn't it make those commercial pop tunes swing? Well, that's what tonight's show is all about. Most of these records are by big bands that didn't usually do much in jazz, showing they could swing out with the best of them when they felt like it, on the most unlikely material, too. Like Paul Whiteman, for instance. Here's his record of Side by Side, made in 1927, with Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Boys to sing it, and with Red Nichols leading the brass section and soloing in the verse. Some fine bass, too. Thank you.
Maybe it's trouble and sorrow for the traveler road, sharing our load, side by side.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? As long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all.
When they've all had their quarrels and parted, we'll be the same as we started. Just travel along, singing a song, side by side.
Whiteman's Orchestra with Bing Crosby singing Side by Side. We have some more memories after the break.
Ladies, there's a terrific sale of blankets at Brentford Nylons. Same famous quality and crazy sale time prices. Buy a single for $2.99, get another for just $1.99. Can't be bad. Fantastic savings for everyone at Brentford Nylons now.
Capital Radio's on holiday. That's right. From the 4th to the 12th of January, Capital Radio is on holiday at the gigantic Holiday 75 show at Olympia. Broadcasting live, all your favorite shows will be Michael Aspel, Dave Cash, Tommy Vance, Roger Scott, Dave Simons, Tony Mart, Gerald Harper. And along with them will be the luscious Capital Girls, the Capital Carousel, a weekday holiday roundup from 6 to 6.30, and a lot more. So why don't you get into a happy holiday mood and come join us at the Holiday 75 show at Olympia. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., 4th to the 12th of January.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. What a very cheerful lot of numbers they had in those days. Like this one, Sam Coslow's Positively, Absolutely, and How. Played now by the man who afterwards became known as the Idol of the Air Lanes, Jan Garber. Usually his numbers were played straight and sweet. Not this one.
Thank you.
Jan Garber and his orchestra in 1927, Positively, Absolutely. By 1928, there were lots of cheery songs about happily married couples, but you wouldn't think the name bands would make anything of interest for a jazz fancy out of them, would you? Ah, but how about this? That's What Puts the Sweet in Home Sweet Home. Oh, no, you say, that can't be a jazz number, surely. Do you want to bet? When I tell you it's by Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, with trumpet by Sterling Bowes, trombone by Pee Wee Hunt, and clarinet by Volley Defoe?
She meets me with a little kiss, she greets me. Why, that's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home. And hand in hand we pass the doorstep. We're in heaven with one more step. That's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home. And when I sit beside and hold by side, that's when I tell the world I'm satisfied. And when a little blue-eyed laddie says, gee, I love Mom and Daddy, why, that's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home.
Doesn't it just show that top-quality musicians like Gene Goldkitz can make something interesting out of the most unpromising material? In 1929, there was another song from Harry Woods, who wrote Side by Side. It was called What a Day, and Ted Weems and his orchestra, with tenor sax man Parker Gibbs singing, put it over for us exultantly.
Just like dancing round with a daisy. What a day. Hold that rice. Come on, Parson, and kiss her twice. What a day for somebody and me.
Ted Weems and his orchestra, What a Day. And we'll have some more after the break.
If all the laughs in What's Up, Doc were laid end to end, we'd have a coast-to-coast laughic jam. What's Up, Doc contains more laughs per minute than the next three leading comedies combined. Winner of the Grand Prix de Ha Ha. Barbra Streisand, Ryan O'Neill. What's Up, Doc?
What's Up, Doc? Certificate you at three West End cinemas and all over London now.
Well, here we are back again on Mardi Gras. In 1930, it was an optimistic number by the great Negro songwriter Maceo Pinkard. He wrote one of the tunes called Sugar and Mammy O' Mine, oh, and Sweet Georgia Brown, amongst others. And he also wrote something called OK Baby, which all the bands featured. By far the best was McKinney's Cotton Pickers, with such stars as Joe Smith on cornet and James P. Johnson on piano.
Thank you.
Just another pop tune of 1930, but doesn't it swing? McKinney's Cotton Pickers, OK Baby. 1930 was the year of mass unemployment and Amy Johnson's solo flight to Australia. Now, I'm not going to play the song Horatio Nichols wrote about that. As far as I know, there aren't any hot versions. And there was a rousing college song from the University of Maine that everyone sang that summer, the Stein Song. Don't switch off. The one I'm going to play you is, it says here, by Ed Lloyd and his orchestra. But what about that trumpet and clarinet towards the end? Lloyd, I think that's the California Ramblers in this case, and his orchestra, playing and singing the Stein Song. That trumpet is probably Jack Purvis. Well, we'll have some more after the break.
Look before you book. Come to the Holiday 75 show at Olympia, open every day from 4th to 12th of January. Get expert holiday advice from APTA and many other exhibitors. See spectacular displays of national costume, music and dancing from countries all over the world. Leave the kids watching Tom and Jerry while you look around. Taste German wines or watch the DJs and stars at the Capital Radio Studio. Come to the Holiday 75 show at Olympia, open every day, including Sundays, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Look before you book your holiday.
Thursdays. Give me Thursdays on New Year's Eve. There's a great star cabaret and a buffet with champagne cocktails at only $2.25. At Thursdays, there's everything except membership fees. Get your entrance tickets now. Girls, $1.50, fellas, $2.50 from Thursdays at 38 Kensington High Street, or phone for reservations 937-7744.
Want to know what's happening on Capital? You can find full details of all Capital's programs each week in the New Musical Express at your newsagent every Wednesday.
Isn't it good to know?
Well, welcome back to Mardi Gras and some more oldies. And by 1931, things were worse and the slump deepened, and so it was time for this sort of number. And now's the time to fall in love. Here it's played by Ed Parker and his orchestra. Who? Oh, that includes Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Rube Bloom, Joe Venuti and Carl Kress. And how about those lyrics?
Cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper, now's the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave their price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. Cause this and that's a lot cheaper, a flat's a lot cheaper, so now's the time to fall in love. Kimonos are cheaper, so now's the time to fall in love. Bananas are bargains, pianos are bargains, you should take advantage of. You can pay a little, oh, a little maybe. You can even start to think about a baby. You'll find that cribs are much cheaper and bibs are much cheaper, so now's the time to fall in
love. Parker, whom I think is Ben Selvin, and his collection of star jazzmen, Now's the Time to Fall in Love. It's Eddie Cantor's big number of 1931. The Dorsey brothers made a record at the end of 1931 that didn't get issued until the next year, of a nice little love song called By the Sycamore Tree. Their version matches the sweet with the hot, and there's fine hot trumpet work by Bunny Berrigan and short solos by the brothers themselves, with Eddie Lang, Stan King, and Glenn Miller in support.
Thank you. seem to be a little closer when you smile for me. On the night when you gave me your love by the sycamore tree, there we drew a lot of pretty pictures, babies on my knee, maybe one, two, or three, or four down by the sycamore tree. Sweetheart, keep on dreaming as you did before. We found love by dreaming. Tell me who could ask for more. We will be a lucky pair of lovebirds. Honey, can't you see? In a cute little 2x4 down by the sycamore tree.
Love Song of 1932 by the Sycamore Tree, with added spice from the Dorsey Brothers. We'll have some more memories after the break.
When Father Christmas comes across a chimney that's a little narrow for him, and the temperature is 5 degrees below freezing, you'd think for a little while he'd stop being warm and jolly. But no, Santa knows just how to deal with these situations.
Now, where's my bottle of Scotsmac?
Scotsman.
Oh.
It's a smooth, heartwarming aperitif. Just a thing for people who drop in around Christmas.
Warner Brothers presents Barbara Streisand and Ryan O'Neill together.
This is outrageous.
This is What's Up, Doc? The return of the head-to-toe belly laugh.
What's Up, Doc makes What's Up, Doc look like What's Up, Doc. What's Up, Doc?
You've got to stop meeting like this.
What's Up, Doc? Certificate U with 3 West End cinemas and all over London now.
Well, here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Now, 1932 was the time when crooning became all the rage, with Bing Crosby leading, of course, and Russ Colombo, Gene Austin, Smith Ballou, Rudy Valley, Will Osborne all following. There was also a very popular American radio star named Chick Bullock, who didn't really croon, and he didn't really sing like a concert singer either, but he could put a number over stylishly and use top musicians on his records, as in this meaningful number, Are You Making Any Money?
You make time and you make love dandy, you make swell molasses candy, but honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. You make fun and you could make trouble, make mistakes and that goes double, but honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. You make dates and you make trains, I can get that through my head. It's a cinch in a pinch, you could make breakfast, even make the bed. Oh, you make good when you make a promise, no, I'm not a doubting Thomas. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. stranger to the fair sex, they're anything but slow. They're revolutionizing romance, each Romeo should know. They don't want to hear about the moonlight, or the flowers, or the spring. Here's the little question they will ask you when you flash that famous ring. Oh, you make time and you make love dandy. You make swell molasses candy. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. And you make fun and you could make trouble. Make mistakes and that goes double. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. You make dates and you make trains. I can get that through my head. It's a cinch in a pinch. You could make breakfast, even make the bed. How you make good when you make a promise. No, I'm not a doubting Thomas. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know.
Chick Bullock and his Levy Loungers, an all-star group. Are you making any money? Very telling number. In 1935, the year of the Silver Jubilee of their late Majesties King George V and Queen Mary, and the year Mussolini attacked Abyssinia and Hitler introduced conscription, there was a slow, nostalgic bit of sentiment called If the Moon Turns Green. Again, all the crooners sang it and the society dance bands played it. And so did a bunch of mixed American musicians, including pianist Teddy Wilson, clarinet man Johnny Mintz, and Chick Webb's trumpet player Taft Jordan. If the Moon Turns Green by Taft Jordan and the Mob, as they call them, with Teddy Wilson at the piano. That record launched the new Vocalion Swing series in May 1936. Swing was the latest rage, and the king of swing himself, Benny Goodman, had a superb band that recorded hot instrumentals and commercial pops alike, blending the jazz flavour into all of them, like this, a rather spiteful but good fun song by Johnny Mercer and hot violinist Matt Malnick, Goody Goody. Helen Ward sings it triumphantly. Thank you.
pieces. Now how do you do? Don't lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody goody, so you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray, hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody goody for her, goody goody for me.
Goody Goody by Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Helen Ward sing. And we'll have some more after the break, okay?
There's your present, dear.
Ooh, what is it? Ooh, let me guess.
I'll give you a clue. It's reliable.
A number 12 bus.
No, dear, it's not that big, is it?
No, you're right.
It's very colourful.
A rainbow.
What?
No, a rainbow trout.
No.
A haddock. A technicolour haddock.
No, it's very easy. There it is on the table. I haven't even wrapped it up.
No, I'll give up.
It's the family-size Sony Trinitron 1810.
Funny. Looks like a television.
See the Sony Trinitron 1810 at your local Sony dealer or the Sony showroom at 134 Regent Street.
Ladies, welcome to the greatest sale on earth at Brentford Nylons. Top quality polycotton sheets have come crashing down in price, down to $2.49 on plains and $2.99 on prints. Fantastic savings for everyone at Brentford Nylons now.
Look before you book. Come to the Holiday 75 show at Olympia, open every day from 4th to 12th of January. Get expert holiday advice from ABTA and many other exhibitors. See spectacular displays of national costume, music and dancing from countries all over the world. Leave the kids watching Tom and Jerry while you look around. Taste German wines or watch the DJs and stars at the Capital Radio Studio. Come to the Holiday 75 show at Olympia, open every day, including Sundays, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Look before you book your holiday.
Dick Robertson and his orchestra made many records of popular numbers like that, you know, with great jazz choruses. He wasn't the only one to treat sentimental numbers Dixieland style, though. Louis Prima, Wingy Minone, and Tommy Dorsey's Clambake 7 did so, too. But of course, when it came to Dixieland, who better than the original Dixieland jazz band themselves, without Nick LaRocca's cornet lead, certainly, with Sharky Bonanno instead, and with Larry Shields himself on clarinet. Good Night, Sweet Dreams, sung for us by Lola Barr.
Thank you.
Good Night, Sweet Dreams, a fine example of the Dixieland treatment of pop tunes. And here's another one, this Clambake 7 of Give Me My Ranch, in which the personnel is partly given while it was being made. Very handy for a discographer like me. Pity it wasn't done more often, really. Here's Tommy Dorsey's hilarious send-up of Tin Pan Alley's Cowboys from Brooklyn.
Love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander. Free as the eagle flying, I'm roping and a-tying, I'm roping and a-tying. Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the great city's rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, for I just love herding cattle.
Rancho Grande, get along, little doggy, get along.
Give me my bridle and saddle, and my old pinto I'll straddle. I'll get the cowboys a-riding, out where the rustlers are hiding.
Rancho Grande, get along, Johnny Mintz, get along.
Tommy Dorsey's Clambake 7, My Ranch, in 1939. That's it, partners, for tonight. Will you join me again next year, next week? Fine. Till then, this is Brian Ruth saying good night and a very happy new year to everyone. From Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.